Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some football to start. Bafana Bafana continued their unbeaten streak as they took a 2-0 victory over Uganda to jump to top spot in Group K in their 2025 AFCON or Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Now, Thapelo Morena opened the account for South Africa in the 49th minute with a 1-0 with Patrick Maswanganyi closing in with the second goal. Now, Hugo Bruce's side already qualified for the second successive AFCON before even playing that game.
That's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, courtesy of the match between Congo-Brazzaville and South Sudan.
There's no calculator needed. The Bafana calculator stayed inside the space case this time around.
That was a practice game. It was afternoon practice on a Tuesday at 3. So, yeah, so we threw to the AFCON. I'm so excited for next year. Anyway, staying with football, in the Nations League, Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice as Portugal thrashed Poland 5-1 thanks to a rampant second half display yesterday to reach the quarterfinals, while already qualified Spain beat Denmark. And then Scotland manager Steve Clarke says they finally got the win they deserved after beating Croatia 1-0 in what was his side's first victory in the comp and ended a 10-game losing streak.
I've always said this is a group of players that want to be successful and want to do well for their country. You see that again tonight. Maybe not, like I said, as good as we can with the ball, but another clean sheet. That's two in a row. And if you don't concede goals, you always have a chance to win the game.
And then Mamelodi Sundowns ladies have a tough task as they fight to stay in the CAF Women's Champions League when they face Edo Queens at 7 p.m. tonight. University of Western Cape are out of the competition. Now, they've done brilliantly in this competition, having qualified for the first time in the Continental Comp. So they are out after a 2-0 defeat, courtesy of FAR Rabat, who secured their place in the semi-finals. They were semi-finalists against Mamelodi Sundowns last season. Sundowns beating them in that semis to go to the final and then overall taking the comp, being crowning champions there. So we look forward to that clash later on at 7 p.m. And then over to some rugby to close. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi is optimistic about the lineup announced by coach Rassie Rasmus for today's clash against England. South Africa is starting 15, sees 12 changes, including a revamped backline. Rasmus has opted for a 5-3 bench split. Kolisi praised the balance of youth and experience to strengthen the squad and give youngsters vital opportunities.
While we're winning, we're building squad depth, because sometimes things happen, injuries happen. You want to make sure you have so many players or someone is unavailable that you don't stress. You know that guys have gotten the opportunity, especially this year.